Anne and Patrick Poirier were born in 1942 in Marseille and Nantes, respectively. They live and work in Paris and Trévis. The Poyers have been working on places of memory for decades. They construct these real or fictional sites of collective memory as architects or excavate them as archaeologists. For Anne and Patrick Poirier, the Neanderthal is a real place of cultural memory for mankind in its entirety, and a metaphor for the question of our descent.
On est arrivé ici, on a marché dans cet endroit, on a essayé de s'imprégner un petit peu de cet endroit, dans ce bois.
We arrived here. We went to this site. We tried to let this place in the humid forest exert an impression on us. It was a rainy, very humid day. But something of that romantic attitude which we had been told about could still be felt, because in those days these places were recorded by many artists. And eventually, we had the impression of being not too remote from the events of the 19th century. So we began to study the concept of memory, which is our topic anyhow, in order to get as close as possible to the world memory which was the Neanderthal man. It is undoubtedly a unique opportunity to do something at this site which was preserved, next to this river, which renders the place a sound. We were asked to set up our work in front of a strange rock face, with many tree logs covered in green moss. We spent some time at the site like we always do, and then eventually various project ideas were born. And the idea that we held on to led us into the trace of memory, with everything that constitutes man's memory, that is, to the brain.
C'est-à-dire vraiment tout ce qui concerne la mémoire de l'homme. C'est-à-dire, on arrive au cerveau. Le cerveau, c'est assez simple. L'idée, c'est de faire comme si c'est un endroit qu'on aurait pu excaver, où il y aurait pu y avoir des...
The brain is inexpensible. The idea is to pretend that this site had been unearthed, as if excavations had been conducted only recently, and the archaeologists had in their course perhaps found this brain. Because on scratching away the soil, a noise could be heard that emanated from something, something that was held in the rock. And after a couple of hours of work, the archaeologists had found a sharpened object, an arrow. What could be the meaning of an arrow found in this particular place? It is always the same, the vision of a potential danger that can evolve instantaneously from 1 minute to another. Behind this, there is a metaphor concerning that which was changed severalfold in this place, which perhaps happened here. And the brain is the memory of the place, its real, concrete memory.
La mémoire vraiment réelle du lieu. Ce travail a été vraiment réfléchi, ce qu'on peut appeler in situ.
This work did indeed involve in situ. We would never have been able to realize it at another spot, as the idea was to get as close as possible to the nature of this site, hoping that the moss which covers the surrounds will take over this brain piece by piece. The only object which will resist and will always rise above this moist, mossy surrounding will be the arrow. It will attract the glances of passers-by and visitors, and will make it possible to experience the atmosphere of the site, to experience the rocks and moss-covered balls and this brain. And then the visitor will ask himself, was this made by our contemporaries? Or has all of this here always been in existence? We want people to believe that it has always existed right here, that it was indeed uncovered and not installed here by chance. We are interested in creating something which one will pass by without noticing it immediately, something you will notice only 1 in 10 times, and then, when you start thinking about it, this question arises. That is what is of interest to us. It's not what you see at first glance. It's the slow process of imprinting something in the brain.